Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Summers. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Moss and he is out, Summers applying the tag. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Zernial picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zernial. Wood moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kokos. The throw from Massey and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Aarft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aarft hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Lenhardt reaches second base with a double. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball four. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to third for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cocos hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aarft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aarft is 0-for-1 in the game. Aarft hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Appling moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Lenhart moves to second. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to third. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Arft reaches second base with a double. Moss scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arft scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upton hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Overmyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick, who is chasing the ball. Overmyer reaches third base with a triple. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Overmyer scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Randy Gumpert. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kokos is hit by the pitch. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Arft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Kokos is attempting to score. There's the throw to the plate. He's out. Double play. Arft moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Erott now catching. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Upton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Erott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.